This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, August 11, 2010. Flowers. The passage is from Matthew 6. See how the flowers of the field grow. How often do we notice the vast array of colorful flowers in God's creation? Just a short walk through a woodland or park will show us black-eyed Susans, irises, buttercups, wild lilies, and columbines, to name a few. The creative genius of our Creator is truly amazing. In today's verses, Jesus points to the magnificence of flowers. Not even Solomon, in all this splendor, was dressed like one of these. So if this is how God shows care for a flower, how much more does our Father in heaven care for us humans, the crown of His creation? As we might examine the beauty and intricacies of a flower, this is how God looks at us. We do not have to worry about meeting some artificial or worldly standard of beauty. We are all precious in God's sight. In addition, because God provides so beautifully for us all, we can bloom where we are planted. Some flowers last just a short time. Others, like the petunias in my garden, bloom until the first frost of an autumn arrives. God, who has created each of us unique individuals and redeemed us through the blood of His Son, enables us to show forth His love, compassion, glory, and life. Some of us may have a short time, and others may have a much longer time to bloom. But we all can display the beauty of God's love and care because God Himself sustains us. Let's pray. Forgive us, Lord, for worrying about what to eat, what to drink, and what to wear. Help us display the beauty of Your work in our lives. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.